The Convention Collective at WonderCon 2024. In conversation with Steve Orlando.
Hi, this is Dan with the Convention Collective here at WonderCon 2024 with Steve Orlando, writer for Magma Comics' new book, The Scale Trade, which is coming out...
Comes out in May, I think.
Okay. So, Steve, how did the book come about? How did you and Magma Comics hook up?
Well, Denton Tipton, one of the founders of Magma, and I had known each other from his time at Heavy Metal, where I worked on a variety of books for a variety of years. And once he, you know, decided he was going to be starting a new company, he reached out about potential new pitches. And as it happened, I was putting together The Scale Trade right around that time. So it was just sort of a right place in the right time scenario. I had a pitch that was hot. It was sort of right in the vein of what they were looking for. And once we knew that there was interest, we brought Megan in to build the book with me from the ground up.
Now tell us a bit about the book. Since it has come out in May, I don't know very much about it.
Sure. Scale Trade is, you know, we're calling it a modern science fantasy adventure. It is set in the present. But in the world of scale trade, dragons have just always been part of the world. They're part of the ecosystem, and they're the only creature that can hybridize and mate with any other animal and create fertile offspring. So you have whole strains of hybrid dragons throughout the world, and of course, people still seeking purebred dragons as well. And unfortunately, what this book focuses on is, unfortunately for the dragons, fortunately for the readers, we're focusing on the black market dragon trade. And the people that fight it. We have the agents of the Dragon Conservation Agency, Carmen Tritos, our lead, Neil Cutter, his senior partner. Carmen is fresh out of college. He's very earnest. He's got the anger. He's got the naivete. But he thinks he understands until their first raid when he sees what the Scale Trade truly is like. He sees the brutality, the heartbreak. And it's from that moment on he realizes that this is a much bigger war than he could ever imagine. And it's not just from without. He's also fighting factors from within that are getting between him and helping, you know, the innocent creatures that he signed up to protect.
Now, the book is kind of different from a lot of your work has been on the superhero side. Why did you want to do a book that was away from superheroes like this?
Well, I mean, you can't pigeonhole yourself. You can't typecast yourself. And I always try to do what folks don't expect from me. I do a lot of superhero stuff at the big two, of course. But, you know, I've also written romance comics. I also do young adult. I do middle grade. I do things... often just because people wouldn't expect it. I just did Grumpy Cat Christmas special for a Blaze last year. And part of that is because I like to keep challenging myself. If you only write one thing, it tends to just consume itself. And you're just writing about things you've already written about, or you're writing about your own work. So to me, in my opinion, if you've been following me for a long time, you deserve work that's creative, that's fresh, that's new. And part of that is challenging yourself and stepping outside the normal bounds of the genres people are familiar with you working with.
Now, tell us about the rest of the creative team behind the book.
I mean, it's me and Megan Wong. Megan is, like I said, she's been with me from moment one, building this world from the ground up. I consider the artists I work with to be true co-creators. She gives me the room to do what I do best, story and dialogue. And then we meet over story. I mean, storytellers also comes in a visual sense. Your artistic co-creator is also a storyteller.
Right.
But then I give her the room for the designs, the layouts, for building the world itself as she sees best, because that's, you know, if I didn't respect and trust her ability, what are we doing this for?
True.
So the designs of the dragons, the look of the world, the DCA badges, everything you see, I mean, I'm here to inspire Megan, and then she's there to just start cooking, and that's what she's been doing. She's been an amazing collaborator, and this book wouldn't exist without her.
Now, is the book going to be a limited series, or do you have an ongoing time?
Well, our first arc is 4 issues, and we certainly know what the next arc is as well. As with everything in comics, that'll depend on how those first issues go.
Okay, so not set up as a limited, it's set up, correct?
Yeah, I mean, yes, okay. But the reality, of course, is that a lot of books do not really get past 4 or 5 issues these days, so
true.
We're hoping for more.
Okay.
But you will, you know, if the worst comes to worst and we only get 4 issues, you will get a complete story as well, though there is a clear path forward.
Awesome. Now, aside from this book, what other books are you working on right now?
Well, I mean, I'm on Scarlet Witch, I'm on Spider-Man 2099, my book Feeding Dangerously that I wrote with Jose Andres, who's Humanitarian of the Year a couple of years, and running is out from TKO right now. I have books coming out from Everywhere. I'm in Star Trek celebrations from IDW in June. And starting in the middle of the year, I've already started work. I'm the executive editor of a new company called Gungnir, which is putting out a book with Steve Aoki next month.
Nice. Cool. And where can people follow you more online to learn more about the book and about everything else you're working on?
I'm very easy to find on Twitter and Instagram. Both of those handles are at TheSteveOrlando.
Cool. And any last words for our listeners?
I mean, for folks who are following me from the Big Two, if you like the creativity of books like Scarlet Witch, or you like the grit of books like Midnighter, this is somewhere in between. So give Scaletrain a try. It is a fantasy world, but it's a modern, grounded fantasy world with real character and real heart, like you hopefully find in my Cape's books as well.
Cool. Thank you for your time, Steve.
Yes, my pleasure.
Talking Con, a cup of tea with an Englishman in San Diego, is a production for the Convention Collective. Follow all the latest convention news and updates, along with exclusive interviews, reviews, and articles at theconventioncollective.com. Any collaboration or show sponsorship inquiries can be sent to admin@theconventioncollective.com.